when a person cuts, takes a piece from the loaf of bread for himself, in case of the shalom, so how much should he take, or how much is he supposed to eat, etc.? So let's say the person taking just for himself, the person, the Shulchan Aruch says, he shouldn't take a very large piece. That looks like you're going to be a person who is very into food, etc. That's inappropriate. You should take at least the piece which at least is a kazayas. Now, in the halacha about Natilat Yadayim, there's a machloek in the halacha, when do you make the bracha about Natilat Yadayim? So we paskin that if you're going to be eating a kebaya, you'll make the bracha about Natilat Yadayim. If you're only going to be eating a kazayas, it's a suffix, and you will not make the bracha about Natilat Yadayim. If you're only going to be eating a kazayas of pas. So a person definitely should be eating a kebaya of pas during the meal, which in general people usually do. But you do not need to eat that at the beginning of the meal necessarily. Number one, that you should take at least a piece of a kazayas, preferably the Mishnah brings to the Gomer Rabbah that a person should eat a kazayas at the beginning of the meal. The first thing you eat should be a kazayas. The reason for this is the following. I think we mentioned this halacha before, that the pas becomes the ikar of the suda, and everything else during the meal becomes secondary to the meal. That does not require a bracha rishona. So everything else becomes secondary to the pas. That halacha only is true if you're eating a kazayas of pas. If a person is planning to eat less than a kazayas of pas, not in a situation of ikar and tofu, but just, he's eating in his pas, eating less than a kazayas. So how much are you going to make? You're going to wash your hands, misafik. Mr. Burr comes out, you should wash your hands. You're not going to make a bracha about the kazayas. But you need to make a bracha rishon and all the food, and a bracha achron and all of the food as well. You'll be making your shahakals and your haitzes and your adamas, whatever you're going to eat during the meals. You have meat, you make a shahakal. You want to be kaveya the suda, that everything else in the suda is toppled to the past. You have to eat a kazayas during the meal. It comes along, the Dagan Rav says, not only should you eat a kazayas during the meal, you should eat it with chatkila at the beginning of the meal. This way it's clear that ate a kazayas of pas, you've been kaveya your suda on pas, of kazayas of pas, and now the rest of the meal is considered secondary to that as well. So even though you're planning to eat a kazayas of pas during the meal, preferably you should not wait till later on in the meal, you should eat it right away. Second reason why this is true, for a person to bench, you have to eat your kazayas of pas, kadechilas pras. So the same halacha you have the night of Pesach, you have to make sure you eat your matzah in a certain time frame. The night of Sukkot, the first night of Sukkot, you have to make sure you eat your pas in a certain time frame. If you want a bench, you're going to have to have the same issue as well. That kazayas, the pas, has to be eaten within a certain time frame. So it is appropriate that a person should eat a kazayas at the beginning of the meal, preferably with beginning of the meal within that time frame, and then you know that you've done so. If you did not do so, and sometime during the meal you ate a kazayas, the pas, spread out during that time frame, so that's also valid. You can still bench. You still should bench. But preferably, it's a person eating right away. It's a person should take out from the loaf at least a kazayas and eat the kazayas up front. Up to the shear of a kebaya, it's not considered that he's taking a large amount, and that's fine. A person like takes this big chunk, right? So that would be inappropriate to do. A person takes the size of a kebaya, we mentioned as a slice of bread, and he eats that later on the meal. If he wants to have more, he takes more, etc. So that would be the appropriate thing to do. When you're giving out to the people which are mesubin, you should make sure you're giving each person a if you have other people there as well, you'll be much to them, each person should get a kazayas. So you know, you cut a small piece and give each piece a little piece. Well, we may say, oh, see, we'll give them more of a chal later on. That's not preferable. Preferable, you should make sure that each person gets a kazayas. So let's say on Shabbos, a person has a large loaf. He makes one cut, and then from that he makes multiple cuts. That big piece that he cuts, the chachila, should be large enough that each member, if that's what you're going to do, everybody should be able to get a kazayas from that piece. So that piece that you're cutting, the chatkila, should be large enough to make sure you're going to be distributing a kazayas to everybody who is there. Have a good morning.